Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Ladies and gentlemen, with a resounding applause and a standing ovation, join us as we welcome to the MIC State 2025, Pastor Mavis Oye!
Thank you very much. Can you please celebrate yourselves? For being here, celebrate yourself. It's a new dawn and a new season for you. Celebrate yourself. You're about to disrupt culture with kingdom principles. Celebrate yourself. Wow. Beautiful. Please have your seat, children. Please sit up in heavenly places. Amen. Wow. It's good to be here. Ministering here at MIC. I see it as a different program. I see myself as, you know, sometimes for MIC, I see myself like I'm just invited to speak to people. And I usually will speak at MIC like I'm speaking to the world. Of course, somebody will say, you've always done that. But it's usually really different for me because it touches the core of my calling that has to do with purpose. So every time I speak in this direction, in this light, it's like you're talking to the whole world and everybody has to listen. Amen. Yes, so I want to specially congratulate all of you that are here because I believe that something is about to happen. You're about to disrupt. That's what you're about to do. Are we here together? Yes, so I'm going to do this fast. We have two speakers today. By the time I'm done, we're going to have our next speaker. He's on his way. Johnson Abali. Yes. And it's going to be a very wonderful time. First, let me just share a little bit with us about the vision of the Maximum Impact Conference. The goal, the vision of the Maximum Impact Conference is to raise kingdom-minded leaders, career professionals, entrepreneurs that are equipped, empowered to lead and transform every sphere of society. The reason why we decided on this program many years back was because we saw the need for believers to arise. God placed in my heart this vision several years, and I must say, maybe in the first year of this ministry, some of the things that I wrote concerning this ministry, they were written just before the work started. So God laid some things in my heart and I started writing some of them down. The kind of events that we'll hold as a church, the kind of meetings, and MIC happens to be one of them. So we want to be able to equip and mobilize believers, especially those in the career, one career or the other, business people, to rise, take the lead, and influence normal course of things or structure of something. To disrupt is to interrupt or to change the normal course of things or the structure. And most of the times it is done by introducing a new and more effective way of doing things. If you are disrupting and not introducing something that is new or more effective, you are not disrupting. Real disruption will come with an introduction of something that is new, something that is effective, or something that is timeless, that ought to be, and something else is coming to override it. Are we here together? Are we here together? Yes. So to disrupt culture, for instance, Netflix came and they disrupted everything about the cable television. So you almost don't have any business with your regular cable television because Netflix is here. Are we here together? The mobile phone came and it disrupted everything that has to do with your regular television at home. How many of you the last time sat in front of a television at home? How many of us? Really, really, you sat in front of a TV at home? How many of us have been in front of our phones today? You've seen something on your phone. You know, usually people will go to TV houses and they will pay a lot of money to get their programs aired on TV. Are we here together? But as soon as the disruption came, people don't have to go there again. Right now, you set up a TV station and they pay you for owning a TV station. Are we here together? Does it make sense to you? So, what YouTube did was to disrupt the regular traditional system of viewing the television. So, they have brought it right into our phones. So when you say someone is disrupting, they are changing the normal course of things. They are introducing things, rather. They are introducing something new. They are trying to bring in something that has the ability to make life more effective and give clarity. And that's why whenever people go for, there's nothing, of course, you know we do programs like that, and we still do, we continue to do programs. When you come to church and we do programs that has to do with revival meetings, spiritual empowerment and all that, truly, the devil trembles and the devil is not very comfortable. But I guarantee you that the devil is more uncomfortable with a meeting like this. I tell you the truth, I know what I'm saying. There are a lot of people who are prayer warriors, but they are bankrupt of ideas and strategies on how to rule the world. There are a lot of people who sit down reading the Bible, but they do not understand how to apply the things that they have read in their daily lives. So Satan is usually not bothered so much when people are praying, especially when he knows that they don't know how to hear God. Because every time you pray, the essence of prayer is so that you hear God and know what to do in the world. So for meetings like this, the devil is very uncomfortable. He's fear, and I'm very sure that in the next 365 days, and maybe 2 years or 3 years, many disruptors are going to arise, and you will cause havoc to the kingdom of darkness. If you are that person, say it louder, amen. Amen. One person can shift 50 million people in one direction just one day. One person disrupting things. One person shaking things. One person rearranging things. So Satan is comfortable if all of us gather in the church and only the pastor is doing the show. He's okay. But if the pastor prepares people and sends them outside and they go everywhere disrupting things, it becomes a terror to the kingdom of darkness. And that's why the Bible says, had the princes of this world known, they would not have crucified the Christ. Because as soon as Jesus died, 12 apostles of the Lamb came up. 500 show up. 3,000 showed up. 5,000 showed up. The Bible said nearly the whole city. And they went about everywhere spreading and disrupting systems. And that was the doom. And it's still the doom. And will continue to be the problem of Satan. Why? Because these men did not relax. The message that Jesus gave to them, they have decided to push it out. And that was the essence. And that's the essence. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. Are we here together? Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here right now? So when we say you're disrupting, it's just that you're shifting things from the usual way. Like Uber and Taxify and the rest of them have shifted the traditional taxi system so that many of us don't know the last time you saw a yellow taxi. The reason is because they are no longer relevant in the transportation system of today, because Uber, Taxified, what do you call them? The other ones, all of them. They messed up everything, the in-driver and all of them. So you just discovered they disrupted the system. They brought something more effective. I can sit here and book a ride. I don't need to go to the bus stop. Those days, if you need a taxi, you go to the bus stop, you wait, then you stop, then you start pricing and arguing. And after all the argument, no, yes, no, go back. No, 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 no. Sit right where you are. When the driver gets to the front of your house, the driver calls you. Then you come downstairs. You don't need to ask too many questions. You know the price already. You just sit down. Am I making sense here? That's disruption. That's what disruption is about. So you need to get it. And that's what God is calling us to do. By the time I'm done, a lot of us, our eyes will be open to serious things today. So let's talk about culture. The second word in our theme today is culture. And that's why I'm focusing more on that. Culture is the invisible yet powerful force that shapes how people view life, make decisions. Culture defines what is right and wrong, relates with others, and understand themselves. That is, culture is the invisible yet powerful force that shapes how people view life, make decisions. They will organize their parents' dead body. You can check it on Google and just see Indonesian culture. They do that a lot. It's called the Toraja, you know, Indonesian tribe. And because every other person that is born will practice the same thing. That's what they left for. Why are we doing it? Sometimes people don't even know why they do what they do. They just do it. Are we here together? So culture is an unspoken code of conduct Although culture is intangible, that means like love, you can't lay hold of it. You can't hold on to something, you know, physically. It's intangible. Yet, it is incredibly formative. It has the ability to form mindsets. It has the ability to shape relationships. It has the ability to shape behavior. So people will behave in that manner. Their values. You know, some of us have certain cultures where we're from. For instance, some Chinese and Japanese culture, even Nigerian culture, where they have respect. The way they respect is that they have to kneel. Are we here together? Now, so when you come, you kneel. Some other people, they prostrate. Like the Yoruba tribe, is that not? But if you kneel, if you prostrate in the Southeast, it's strange. You're like, what exactly is wrong with you? As a matter of fact, it is not even normal for you to kneel. Hello? But the culture, and that's what they call respect, and they keep to it and they hold on to it. Now, if somebody comes with something that is different and you show them something that is better, you're trying to disrupt their own culture when you introduce something different. And that was exactly what Jesus did when Jesus came to the face of the earth. He said, "You have heard them say, but I say unto you." In other words, this is what has been existing. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. He said, but I'm telling you now that I'm disrupting the culture with what I am sharing with you. That it will no longer happen like that. And this is what you're supposed to do right now. And Jesus began to reorganize things everywhere. And that is what he has called us to do. Am I communicating? Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? And there are three ways. There are three things you need to know about culture. Number one, culture can be learned. Culture can be learned. Culture can be learned. You can learn it. People learn it. It is not biological. It's not something that is wired inside of you. That's why everybody can learn culture. That's why we are trying to, you know, use culture to influence the systems of this kingdom, principles to influence the culture of this world. Because we have our own culture in the kingdom. That's what we are bringing. That's what we are pushing out. So culture can be learned. That means people can just wake up today and say, this is the new way of doing things. Let us learn it. Number two, culture can be shared. It's not something one person does. A whole community will have to practice it. And that's why Christianity is also a communal thing. One person picks it and everybody begins to do it. Why am I laying this foundation? Because what I am sharing with you today and things that I'm going to teach you today is something people can learn. So you don't go back and say, Pastor, all these things you have said, how do we do it? You will teach people. And that's why when Jesus was going, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creation. He said, teaching them to do the things that I have commanded you. In other words, what I'm giving to you is something that can be taught. They don't have to be born that way. Regardless of their tribe, their religion, wherever it is they're coming from, take what I have given to you, teach them, indoctrinate them, make them believe it. And as soon as they believe it, the next thing they do is to dump or jettison the things that they have known and they adopt this new way of life. And that's what Christianity is about. It didn't say we should go to the world and share with what they have. Take a little from them and take a little here. Then you do what they are doing and do what you're doing. Then they also do what you're doing and they do what they're doing. He said, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. That means we're supposed to go to the world and brainwash them. You don't like that language? You don't like that? That's what we're called to do. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? And number three is transmitted. That means not only one generation. It can be passed from one generation to another generation. It can be passed from one generation. You know how people pass traditional things, like in our families, we do traditional marriage. Who started it? Why must they bring yam? Why did they bring stockfish? Are the elders hungry? They would have just told us. I would have organized a very good one and just send it to the house. But just for formality's sake, put it on the table. Put 52 bar of yam. Put oil. As if they are going to give it to the gods. Who eventually eats it? I don't know. You can ask your parents when we get home. So transmission of culture can be done in different ways. And today, we can see the media is a major one. I'm going to talk about that later. We can transmit culture through tradition. We can transmit culture through media. We can transmit culture through language. And that's why the Islamic religion is a little bit somehow very strong because of the language, the Arabic language. They pick that language and they refuse to shift for centuries. For centuries. For centuries. Everybody has to go and learn something. You don't know what you're saying, but you have to hold on to it. You have to learn it. You go to an Arabic school and you are from whatever it is. This is what you will learn. Why? The religion came with a language and decided to enforce the language on the people. And they have to transmit it by teaching that language. And it's not difficult for them. They go anywhere, regardless of whatever you have learned, they have to do it. Why? It is an assignment. So even if they enter Indonesia, they will teach them Arabic. If they enter the East, they will teach them Arabic. If they enter the North, anywhere, doesn't matter. It takes that so much hard work to do that, and they still will do it. I'm just laying this foundation so that whatever it is that will take us to do what we are called to do, we will see that it is not difficult. Now, today people wake up and they say, the culture of baptizing people is a cake. We don't need to baptize. It's difficult to get water. You see? Because we're losing some of the things that are the fundamentals of our faith. It's difficult to get water. But they are sending people in the because of Christianity. They don't have water. They preach Christ to them. They had to travel miles, like traveling from here to Igodo. They dug a pit and fetched water. And they baptized about 15 or 20 of them. Because they read it in the Bible that it says baptizing them. And the Christian, missionaries that went there told them about that and asked for water. And they said, the only place you can go that is very, very far. And they said, we have to go and get it. Why? Because that is how we are transmitting this culture. Sometimes it doesn't look like it makes sense, but that's what has been told you to do, and you have to do it. Are we getting what I'm sharing tonight? Am I communicating to somebody here? Yes. So culture governs how we think. The mindset we develop. Today's culture will say follow your heart. But we realize that the culture of today that says follow your heart is different from the culture of the Bible. It says deny yourself. Listen to me. Don't follow yourself. As many as are led by the Spirit. But today's culture says what? Follow your heart. If it's in your heart, just go ahead. But Jesus Christ said no. As many as are led by the Spirit. In other words, with this, we are going to be disrupting the culture of follow your heart. Are we here together? Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? Culture determines how we relate, what we consider to be love, what we consider to be respect, what we consider to be honor. Like the people I told you about, that's how they honor their grandparents. By bringing their dead, smelly dead bodies, stand up, snap pictures, wear glass. When you get home, you can check it. I know some of us are already checking on YouTube. Just hold on. When you get there, you can check. They'll polish it. They'll use brush, clean their grandfather's teeth. Eyes, everything, and stand on a stick like this, and they'll be snapping pictures. That's honor. But in another culture, that's not honor. Are we here together? Yes. So I'm just saying that culture determines how people honor, how they love, how they respect, how they lead. Culture also, it determines how we define identity. In the world today, how people define their identity. People wake up tomorrow and they say they have a new sexual orientation. I am it. How are you it? He said, I choose to be it. Male and female created he them. He said, no. What are you, a lady? She said, why are you bothered about knowing that? Are you male or female? He said, that doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. The confusion is high. So we need to show them something that is real, authentic, and you can handle. Just wake up somebody tomorrow morning and say, I am plant. Why? The plants grow things. I grow hair, so I am plant. Just think. It shows you this culture of secular humanism that I've been emphasizing from Oxano. And I'll do a lot of talk about that over and again in this church. Because in the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 15 years, secular humanism will be one of the strongest religions competing with Christianity. Yes, it will be one of the strongest. May God help us in Jesus' name. So culture governs how we define success also. In the society where we live now, you see how people define success. If he has a car, if he lives in a car, in a house with a POP and blue lights around and has a very large bed, even though he's slim like me, then to show that he has accomplished, he has a girlfriend. I'm the guy, don't hammer. So the definition of success is really vague. Sometimes you look at it and you're asking yourself, because, and you know the funny thing, I'll tell you how these things work, how it is shaping our minds. Because as soon as it is pushed in the direction where they want it to be, and it is accepted, generally, majority of people begin to believe that this is the normal thing. So the average person, if they ask you success now, many people will say, oh, I just want I want to just have some money. I want to build a house. I want to have a nice car and just have a comfortable family. Success. And I told you on Sunday service, three levels, survival, success, and what? Significance. But what the culture of the kingdom teaches is not just success. The culture of the kingdom teaches us what? To live a significant life. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father that is in heaven. Am I communicating? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? Yes. Culture also governs what we call truth. How do we define truth? In today's world, truth is relative. It's relative. That means I choose my truth. You choose your truth. If it feels good to me, then it is okay. Hello. But the Bible says that truth doesn't have to feel good. You deny yourself. Truth can be painful. And truth is universal. That means we have one universal truth. And the person who defines truth says that his name is what? True. Faithful and true. But the world says no, he can't tell us what truth is. So he says that it is truth if a man and a woman gets married. The world says no. It can also be somebody's truth to have a man and a man, a woman and a woman, a man and a goat, a rat and a woman. Just that. It's my own truth. I'm comfortable with it. It makes me happy. So what's your problem? And they begin to question it. So people live based on their personal opinions. And you know, as many as we are all over the world, 8 billion plus right now, if we all have to live based on personal opinions, there'll be a high level of confusion. But the thing is going to bring order. But it's not bringing any order. Are we here together? Yeah. So, let's move a little bit and talk about what they call popular culture. Before I move to kingdom, I want to talk about popular culture. How many of us have ever had pop culture? How many of us? I expected to see people raise their hand. The word pop culture simply means what? Popular culture. That means the common idea, belief, acceptable norm amongst the people. That's what is popular. Now, the reason I want to talk about popular culture is because so many of us, even though some of us in church here right now, you agree with popular culture, but you are not aware. Some of us subscribe to popular culture, but we are not aware that that's what we're subscribing to. Some of us say the common words that the people in secular humanism, religion say, and we buy into some of their ideology, but we just think it is normal. Those are just normal words. You know the reason? We are not properly schooled. And that's the reason why we accept some of those things. If we move further now, you begin to see, some of us begin to see that, wow, there's so much that we're supposed to do. So I want to just do a little bit about popular culture. Let me talk about it. And I'll see if I can move a little bit to kingdom. So popular culture refers to the mainstream ideas, the attitude, the trends, the entertainment that is widely accepted and consumed by the general public. So if we're talking about the popular culture in music, what is it? Popular culture, music, Afro pop, Afro hip hop, Afro whatever it is. Afro is common now, is that not? That's a popular culture. That's what is generally accepted. And sometimes popular culture is not necessarily antichrist. It depends on what you want to do with it. Are we here together? In fashion, what's the popular culture? For ladies, they are dressing. What? Crop top, popular culture. What do you call that one that would see it to this point? That's slit. That's the popular culture. The which one is corset? Corset. Uh-huh. You see? Popular culture. Are we getting what I'm trying to say here right now? That's the popular culture. That's what people know. That's what people do. That's what they believe. That's what they accept. It's something that is trending. The content that has dominated the media space. That's popular culture. The fashion. How people define fame, money, power. popular culture into this world. Cohabitation is becoming the popular culture. I mean, popular culture right now. So that when you're talking, they're like, oh, what's wrong with you? Where are you from? Hey, you girl. Did you fall from heaven today? It's becoming popular. If care is not taken, so many things that are very awkward will become popular. Why? Because popular culture usually has a secret agenda attached to it. It's a war, but many people are not aware. In fact, the truth is that the people who are not aware, Christians are the ones that are not aware. They are the ones that are not aware. Because most Christians are just Christians by nomenclature. They are not Christians in character. So they are not aware. Satan is aware that you are is pursuing you as pepper soup for today, but you are not aware. You don't understand what I'm saying? Satan is aware that he has plans to scatter your marriage, scatter your future, destroy your future. But you don't seem to be very aware. You don't feel like, we live life now. No man, wake up, sleep. Even with all the warning in scripture, be sober, be vigilant, but the devil will advise you, for where they are not aware. And why? Some people say, but we are aware. No, your attitude and your behavior does not show that you are aware. Because if it shows that you are aware, you will choose a place from where you fight the battle. Whether you choose that side or you choose this other side. Because you understand that it's a battle. Are we getting what I'm saying now? The battle line is drawn. But many of us are not aware. So we're very comfortable where we are in our office. It is becoming popular culture that as a lady, just continue sleeping with the boss, then you rise to the top. And some people say, my sister, wait till we wonder now. So we're going to maintain our work. Popular culture. And people are buying into it. I say, just once or twice, and you just move to the next level. Then it shows up again once or twice, they move you to the next level. And when you ask people, say, I'm not a prostitute. I'm just doing it to secure the finance of my family. Sounds good. Sounds like very easy way out. Am I making sense here right now? Yes. So that's when we talk about disrupt, you know what you want to go and do. You know where you stand. You know what you believe. Are we here together? Yes. So popular culture says, be true to yourself. Jesus Christ says, deny yourself. So a particular self is rising. And you know that self is dangerous. And popular says, just be true to yourself. Express yourself. Feel very good to express yourself. And the Bible says, no, deny yourself. Take up your cross. It's different, though. It's different. Are you what I'm saying now? Are you sure you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So in popular culture, we have the reigning music. Everything is happening on TikTok, you know, Instagram. Name them. In today's popular culture, language flows with hashtag. Whatever the hashtag is, that's what we're supposed to be. So you don't even know what anybody's doing, but they say that's the hashtag. So you two, you hang on to the hashtag. Where are we going with the hashtag? We just the tag along. Until you tag into the bus stop of where? May God help us in Jesus' name. So, let's talk a little bit about why these things matter. Why it matters to the Christian. The reason why we need to talk about popular culture is because it shapes worldview. As soon as they bring a celebrity, and the celebrity wears a clothes that has a slit, not just the cleavage is showing, the breast, you know what I'm saying, the breast is showing, the cleavage is empty to the chest like this, and the clothes is standing out like this, and she stands like this, and she's like, wow. And it starts trending. Then you enter Tejo show, you buy material, and say, Omo, tailor, see what in I want so. And you just give the tailor a responsibility. And tailor is like, wow, Omo, and Beyonce be that. The tailor is feeling like a celebrity to sew something that Beyonce is wearing. And it's an intentional attempt, a design that has been cooked from a particular altar and source. That they know that if they push it, people who blindly dress without questioning popular culture will immediately adopt it. And by the time they want to do that, they will look for a celebrity. Celebrity has multiple fans, of course, millions of followers. And out of the millions of followers, everybody's excited. The next person is asking, what are you going to the party? He said, oh, I'm wearing Beyonce V whatever. And they say, wow, yeah, 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 yeah. And Satan is just doing in hellfire, they are just doing his own. Because just a feeling like we are getting it. We will press their head. May God help us never to succumb in the name of Jesus. Yes. So it shapes worldview. What people believe about relationship. So you go on TikTok and you begin to see a couple. They are celebrities and they are beginning to do some things. Then the husband cheats and the wife says, "Oh, I don't like it. Oh, don't cheat like that. Oh, okay." Then the next time they don't say anything about it and it looks so normal and so okay. Nobody advised him. Nobody counseled him. Then the wife now cheats her own back. The man will now say, "Wow, did you do that?" Okay, it's 1-1. And because they're celebrities, then you believe that in your own house, it is easy to do that. Even they themselves know that they are just acting. They cannot accept some things. And they are selling it unconsciously into the mind of people. That is the kind of culture that they are selling. And by the time people adopt it, they go home and they try it. It's not working. Before you know it, depression is very mild. And realize that these guys are just acting. No? Nothing you're doing. It's not real. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to share here? Am I making sense here? Yes. A particular person shows up online and you know, they just wake up randomly, go to a dating app and they just pick someone. Yo, I'm looking for someone that's 6 feet tall, has leg size 45, and they marry like that. Then you too, you think you will do it. You should zero there. I don't understand. No, so we don't need to be led by the Spirit again. We don't need to search the scriptures to know the standards again. He said, no, it's just compatibility. The shoe is size 42, my own is 40, 32. It's 10 difference. The age is 25, my own is 35. It's 10 difference. So you count 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Not knowing that your life is about 10 years to go. Now, that these people are showing this thing doesn't mean that it is the standard. It doesn't mean that it is right. How many of us understand that? How many of us have seen some celebrities that did a lot of things, maybe in Nollywood or whatever, and you see them towards the end of their life? Do they look like what they acted sometimes? It shows you they were just acting. That's not their real life. Then you pick up something they acted and use it to design your own real life. Are we getting what I'm trying to say here right now? Many things. And that's what they're trying to do. Even abroad, before Trump came in and some other videos, they tried to they bring Superman. Two Supermen will now show. One Superman will now be kissing another Superman. Superman will be kissing Spider-Man. Spider-Man and Superman now have relationship. They're trying to push it fast. And as they push it, if we don't say anything wrong about it, then the next day you see your younger brother and your neighbor's younger brother. They say, "I'm Superman. I'm Spider-Man. We hug ourselves. We kiss." They know they love Superman. They love Spider-Man. If they use Superman and Spider-Man, it will connect with their emotions and they will do this thing. That's how popular culture, that's how it is sold into the system. Subtly, like that, through movies, through skits, through small, you know, entertainment videos and all that. People just show up on television and they say they are doing collaboration. And this one is saying A, now I'm saying B. They say, our destiny gel. We're going to continue our life. Brothers and sisters, you can't follow that, you know. There's a way that cement right onto a man. The end can eventually end in destruction. That it looks good at the beginning doesn't mean it's always be like that. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And that's why when we say things, we say it and we give standards, principles that should govern it. Yes. So it shapes the worldview, what people believe about relationship success, identity. And God is often learned from pop culture too. So people learn about God from popular culture. Why? Because the church, most of the times, has failed in its responsibility of effectively teaching people the word of truth. When we come for a service in church on a Sunday morning, people come to Sunday morning service not necessarily because they want to be discipled and hear the word, because they have to leave their house on Sunday and their neighbors don't think they are devils, and they need to show up a new dress or a new shirt, nice shoes, nice hair, and that's the only place they can show off and just be nice. And the church now, maybe as we do, give you snapping short photo boots. So of course, what somebody posted one and said, "What is church without photo boots?" I say, is that serious? Because everything that is done in the popular culture, the photo booth experience, it didn't start church. We saw it outside and we carried it. Is anything wrong with it? Not necessarily. But should it define our standards and our identity? No. Should that be the reason somebody's coming to church? No. Should that be the reason somebody will not come to church? No. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing today? I hope what I'm sharing in Maximum Impact is for minds that are ready to engage. I'm going to get you to a point where you will realize that some of us Christians, 90%, if I'm not mistaken, I don't want to give statistics, but I am always, when I see things happening online, I know that most of the times about 85 to 90% of Christians do not have the intellectual capacity to engage the people who are in secular humanism or other religion and give them clear truth. They will floor you. Because you don't even know the truth. You have not encountered him. So when they're arguing, sometimes you are even on the side of the person that is saying the wrong thing. And saying, hey, church is too strict. I was saying it in my mind. My mind was telling me as Pastor was saying it. It's not the Holy Spirit telling you. It's that your mind. That mind that has seen many things on TikTok. That is not a sanctified mind. You must view from the lens of the Spirit. Am I communicating? Yes. So you need to understand that. It creates conversation. That's where I'm going to build a little bit for you to see now. Popular culture. Yes. Popular culture. It creates conversation. That is where people gather mentally. If you are not there, you are not heard. Being on Instagram is popular culture. Being on Twitter is popular culture. Am I making sense here now? So, you if you're not on Instagram, if you're not on TikTok, if you're not on Insta, or what do you call it now? X. TikTok. Instagram. Or maybe have one of these social media, you are not anywhere. The reason is because anything you are saying, it doesn't make sense. Why? Nobody is going to hear it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? So you are at the back of your house, you are singing powerful Holy Ghost song, anointing is falling on you, you are falling on the ground and rolling on the floor. Oh God, who that won't help? Bring it. That's what they'll be looking at you and say, ah, guy, whatever you're doing now. So I'm a chef, I can cook, I can do this, you cook everything, this house is scenting so nice, and mosquitoes are enjoying the aroma. Who does it help? Hello? Are you got what I'm saying? So, popular culture says that we have a place where we meet. If you are not there, you are not anywhere. That's why many of us are beginning to push our energy, so that we can find a way to be there. Is it wrong to be there? No! Because I want to introduce you to a dimension of disruption that is very fundamental for the 21st century. Because truth be told, if they are there and you are not there, they will organize the system, define the culture, shape the mindset of your children, and your children will begin to follow everything they do. So you have to be somewhere where the meeting is holding. Go there. And have meaningful things to contribute. That's not a place where you just go and just snap picture and show your bum. That's not what they're talking sense talk. Talk your own. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Then you sit down here in this 21st century and say, let them just be arguing whatever they're arguing there. Just be whatever. I'm guaranteeing you might live a mediocre life. You will never be heard. Your voice will not be known. Your product will not sell. Your service will not go anywhere. Because we have to take advantage of popular culture to ride and push whatever it is that God has put in our hearts. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. Is anybody really getting what I'm saying here today? So why it is very important that we go there? Number one, you need to understand this. Let me even show you something. Do you have the Passion's Translation? Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17. I want to show you how Jesus engaged popular culture. I will show you how Apostle Paul engaged popular culture. Because that's the common thing now. We're talking about disrupting culture. Jesus Christ disrupted culture. Paul disrupted culture also. The mother of Jesus Christ, the family of Jesus Christ, one day he was doing so many things and they told him, this thing that you are doing, go to where people will go and they do it. They say, go and show yourself to the world. If you know that what you are doing makes sense, go and show yourself to the world. The people of the world are on X, they are on Instagram, they are on Twitter, and they are consistently loading content every day. But you are in the dream, that's where you have content. You will never have content in life too. We have to go where they are. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Are you sure you're getting what I'm saying here? Am I making sense here? Acts chapter 17. Please follow me. It's a very long reading. Somewhere around here, I'll begin to walk my way around it. And I'll say a few things before I begin to address the tech people and other people around, business people, career people. Then I'll wrap up. Our next guest will come up. Is anybody being blessed already? Are you tired of me? Why should you? Not a pastor like this. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, from verse 1. Are we here together? Just follow carefully. Remember, I said popular culture defines where people gather. And popular culture has defined the stage. And if you are not on the stage, you cannot display.
If you display behind the scene, nobody will see you. So I'm a Christian. I have something to sell about family. I have something to tell the world about how marriage should be done. And I'm only saying it with Omolara in the compound. Your foolishness is high. Where do they have meaningful conversations going on? Where will 1 million people see you? 5 million people see you? Take it there. Because what you are sharing with Omolara can change the whole world. But the only problem you have is that you don't have the courage to take it to the world. And listen to me. A culture that you cannot confront, you will not be able to disciple. You don't have the capacity to disciple a culture that you are not able to confront. You must be equipped. You must be prepared. You must have ability to give correct, mentally provoking thoughts and ideas that people will hear and they'll say, who is that person? Who is that person? And before you know it, followers will begin to show. Followers begin. You don't need to buy followers with that. They will know the leader when you show. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Am I communicating? Are we ready for this now? Yes. So popular culture, Acts chapter 17. After passing through the city of Amphipolis and Apollonia, Paul and Silas arrived at Thessalonica. Let's go very fast. As they customarily did, they went to the synagogue to do what? Speak to the, from the where? So they had something to engage the crowd with. They were not doing it in their house. Because the thing that was popular in those days is that if you have anything to say, come to the synagogue. Everybody will bring their own matter. Say this, say this. They usually give opportunity. Jesus entered one day and they gave him scroll. And he read what is there. And he started speaking. He said, today, this scripture is fulfilled before your hearing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me, blah, blah, blah. After he said it to them. And they were watching to hear what he would say. They wanted to hear his opinion. That's why you hear the Bible says that Jesus Christ was speaking. The elders were there. They were gathered. And he was speaking. They were answering questions. Why? Because the center of discussion, the online system we have today, they had it those days, but it was not online. It was happening on site, and they had special places where they engage quality discussions. You cannot be in your room and have that discussion. Nobody will hear you. And Apostle Paul had a message to pass. He wanted the Jews to understand things about Jesus, and the place where he needed to engage that conversation will be right in the synagogue. No matter how intelligent Apostle Paul was, everything he's saying, if he continues to say it in his room, it will not make sense. He will die with all the gold inside of him, and nobody will ever see it. And that's how many people are living today, many Christians. You carry quality things inside of you. You carry powerful things inside of you. And many of us are dying and rotting with it. And the one they're pushing. Go and look at the people that are pushing things in the world. They don't know anything. Their English is not even as polished as your own. Sometimes they don't even dress. They wear slippers. And they are creating content everywhere, pushing everything and scattering on the ground. And you say, I don't know what to do. Eh? Don't say that. Anything they do that does not look like the world, create your own channel and be a master disruptor of that thing. And you see your own trend move. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? I want to provoke somebody because I believe that if I don't get so much, I should get 30% of the members of the people who attended this conference rise by next year. And I'm seeing things happening. And I'm seeing a trend. And I'm seeing a music going somewhere. And I'm seeing an entertainment skit going somewhere. I'm seeing somebody's Instagram handle or whatever it is. And you are pushing it, disrupting culture with kingdom principles. The idea is not just to come and hear me. It's so that you will hear me. And very soon I will hear you. Are we here together? Am I communicating? Yes. So guess what they did? He said, as they customarily did, just as we usually go online every time. So they had the custom to show up in the place where conversations will hold. So they went to the synagogue to speak to the Jews from the Torah. For how many days? 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Paul challenged them by explaining the truth and proving to them the reality of the gospel. So just imagine somebody holding a phone and you are online and you are posted something. Are we here together? So you are posting and those people are everywhere seated. They will not just sit. They will also do what? They will post. So he had a kingdom principle. They had a culture. He wanted to disrupt their culture. So he went to the meeting place where discussions will hold. But before he will go there, he has to have a little bit of equip himself and be a solid disciple to know what he's going to say. And that's why many of us, when your message is not clear, your voice will not be heard. Write it down, write it down, write it down, write it down. When your message is not clear, your voice will not be heard. And that's why I've been teaching purpose. There must be a clear message. As soon as a clear message hits the airwave, those that the message is for, they will start hearing it. They will start hearing it. They will start hearing it. Paul them by explaining the truth and proving to them the reality of the gospel, that the Messiah had suffered and died and rise again from the dead. He made it clear to them, saying, I come to announce to you that Jesus is the anointed one, the Messiah. This is Paul online now. Some of the Jews were convinced that their message was true. So people started commenting on Paul's own. They were commenting. Can you see what's happening here? So somebody has commented. So they joined Paul and Silas, along with quite a few prominent women and a large number of Greeks who worship God. So Paul is beginning to gain followers online. Have you seen where you posted something online and somebody liked? These guys are liking now. They are liking. From liking, they will follow. Is that not? They will subscribe. You are selling an ideology. You are at the place where they should be sold. And the people who are listening to you decide whether they want to accept it or not. No matter how powerful what you have is, it cannot be sold just somewhere in the corner. It has to be in the marketplace for it to sell. True or false? And the marketplace for almost everything happening on the face of the earth today is where? Is where? Online. It's online. It's happening out there. Now look at it. Look at it. Are you enjoying this line? Yes. Yes, just look at the scripture. But many of the Jews were motivated, bitter, jealous, and formed a large mob out of the troublemakers, unsavory characters, and started and street gangs to incite a riot. They set out to attack Jason's house, for he had welcomed the apostles into his home. The mob was after Paul and Silas and sought to take them by force and bring them out to the people. Go ahead. You see what's happening here now? See what's happening here now? When they couldn't find them, they took Jason instead, along with some of the brothers in his house. And they did what? They dragged them online. You are not seeing it. You are not seeing it. They were giving an opinion online, and it was powerful. And what they were saying, they saw that this thing that these guys are saying, people are liking it. They are beginning to trend. Then they decided to do what? Drag them. So they created their own community. Then their own showed up too. It's a lie. It's not true. How can you say this? Where is this one coming from? They were not only now dragging online, just as they do in today's world. They will now come and look for you in your father's house and say whether they need to pick you from there. This is exactly what's playing out here. Are the people in this church seeing what I'm saying? Are you sure it's making sense to you? I'm not speaking above our head. Bible says, when they couldn't find them, they took Jason instead, along with some of the brothers in the house, and dragged them before the city council. Along the way, they screamed out, those troublemakers who have turned the world upside down have come here to our world city. What have you posted online that is about God that they say you turned the world upside down? You have not even posted anything. You are ashamed of posting. You carry your phone and put on your WhatsApp, I have decided to follow Jesus. Go on Twitter. Go everywhere and put that Jesus very well. And don't put Jesus in the morning and put Beyonce in the evening. You can't serve two masters. Just on one slot of your WhatsApp, what do you call it now, status, we have just seen, I have decided to follow Jesus. Then by the time we get to the third slot, we are seeing somebody that is carrying bottle. Moti turn back, moti turn back, moti turn back. That shows your message is not clear. Yes, and that is why some ladies have not even married. Because the guys that should have married them, they are not sure who they are. And some guys too have not married. Ladies have not said yes to you. Because they are scared that we just saw Joseph in this figure now. And by the time we are looking down, we are seeing Raska, Veracious. So when you say the Lord is saying, they say, you didn't hear the Lord? Because the last time we checked, when you hear the Lord, you still go hold on to Lord wine. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Go back to that place. Now, Jason and these men have come, welcomed them as guests. They were traitors to Caesar, teaching that there is another king named Jesus. Their angry shouts stirred up the crowd and troubled the city and its all officials. Now, this is what happens online when there is real noise and there's serious dragging and people are beginning to check and maybe government even picks up what you have said, or somebody that is a high celebrity picks up what you have said. Then they begin to argue with you. Don't tell us that. What is the meaning of cohabitation is wrong? Are you God? Can you judge them? Can you not judge them? Then all of a sudden, you will now keep quiet. Now, Lyle, these ones are ready to go for prison. They will continue the thread. They will continue the charts. They will continue the flow. They will state their stand and declare whatever they represent. Their message will be so clear that the world will see it. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and they will glorify your Father that is in heaven. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Is this message relating to your heart the way I expect it to relate? Now, if we read down Acts of the Apostles, this place now, you will see that it had to do with just like Paul posting. In fact, let's move on. Let's do it very fast. I'm going to explain now. So when Paul and Silas came before the leaders of the city, they refused to let them go until Jason and the men posted bail. That night, the believers sent Paul and Silas off to the city of Berea, where they once again went into the synagogue. Once again, they went where? They go back. That same way with the post, we're saying, I don't want to see. We go post them again. Until the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. We will not insult people. We will not threaten people, but we will post the truth. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? We will not attack anybody, but we will set up schools where Christian values will be taught. We will not shout on anybody, but it's not your business. If I decide to put on my table in my office, Jesus is Lord. Why do you decide to come and remove it? Is it your own? Is it your table? Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? And they found that the Jews of Berea were more noble character and much more open-minded. You see those kind of people online. You know those kind of people online. They are open-minded to do. So you see, when there's an argument online, sometimes believers are fighting the believers. Instead of the believers to go and check their scripture and know whether what that man is really saying is correct, then we have more push. And you know how the battle is online. Whoever has more people pushing whatever they are saying, popular culture assumes that that person is what? Right. And it's not necessarily so. So what do we do? If you see that a believer is pushing something that is strong content, a beautiful content, a message that is selling, it is in your own place as a believer to give that message a voice instead of silencing it. I don't know how you want to disrupt, but that's the dimension God asked me to share with us tonight. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here right now? The Bible says that every day they open the scroll of scripture. How many days? They were consistently posting. You post once, you run away. Somebody attacked you. It was as if it was the devil that attacked you. You say, hey, I want to leave. Me, I was like that too. I don't like any arguments online. Hey, I would have been every scatter everywhere. But in fact, I will tell my person, I say, Eddie, I don't want anything like that. Don't say this one. Let everything just go easily. Until one day God now said to me, how then will you be heard? Because you are giving a message that is unclear. Whatever you stand for, push it. And if you watch, those who stand for one straight thing, they are the ones that keep going like this. Those who stand for mix will not know where they stand at all. Some people don't stand for anything. They are just followers of other people. Are we getting the flow here today? Yes. Every day they open the scroll of scripture to search and examine them to verify that what Paul thought them was what? True. Instead of arguing and attacking people online, go and check what they are saying, whether it is true. Maybe you are the one saying the wrong thing. I came out online and I said that the Bible does not have anything as Christian marriage. Some people will just go there, church wedding. They're going to say, no, don't say that. Oh, God, go and read your Bible. The Bible says the Berean Christians were more noble. You don't just start talking online without reading. And those kind of people, when they start dragging them, it will look as if your parents gave birth to you. And when you came out, they remove your brain. You feel so stupid and foolish. Because, my life. Because what you said did not make sense. The Bible says a large number of Jews became what? Believers in what? Along with a few influential Greek women and what? That means when Paul had a followership of maybe 500,000, all of a sudden, after this engagement online, Bible says maybe increase to 750 or 1 million. If your message is clear, you will not be struggling and begging for many things. It will be coming. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? And it takes a disruption for you to be heard. Those who follow the tide, they are not seen easily. Those who swim against the tide are the ones that are seen. So why are you following the tide? You want to follow what everybody's doing. Why not follow what scripture says? And I guarantee you, 90% or 99% of the time, whatever scripture is saying is always against what they are discussing in popular culture. I don't know who's getting what I'm sharing tonight. You need to get this. So, Just when you get home, you can read the scripture. Let me do this because our guest is almost here. Then I'll stop here. So today's world, especially many young people, they are discipled by YouTube, discipled by TikTok, discipled by Nollywood. They are discipled by many of the Afrobeat singers. And you as a Christian, we as Christians and influencers, we say we don't want to be on YouTube, we don't want to be on TikTok, we don't want to be on... And the disciples are there. And we say we are Christians. Then you have only one WhatsApp group with 5 people. When you can push everything to the whole world and say, everybody watch. I want to steer the heart of somebody who doesn't understand that times and seasons have shifted. I want to steer the heart of somebody who doesn't even know that God has given us opportunity that we can still do these things and even make money from it. And a Christian is broke and an unbeliever is posting rubbish, talking dirty things, doing comedy and insulting the community, insulting all human beings, and he's rich and they are paying him for insulting. Somebody's wearing naked clothes and they are rich, they are paying them for wearing it. Don't you know that if you begin to dress in a very perfectly modest way and you have a channel, every Friday so shout out, they go and check your channel, it will start moving very fast because those going to church know where they are supposed to come and check for clothes to wear. You say, we just have to follow what the way they are doing it. No, we will be at the scene where it is happening. Then we will create our own system. Then all those who are supposed to follow us, they know themselves, they will start following us. I don't know if people are getting this message. The other day, they just showed them this guy that does show deck, whatever. That one person selling food has sold, done transaction with them. What, how many billion? 2 billion sales. 2 billion selling food. She did not stay in front of her house and say she's going. When they brought the offer to be carrying food, she said, That's mumucious, mediocre, low level destiny. And that one decided, and they said it was part of the first set of people that took the offer. And listen, that is the delivery that has been done. 2 billion. One person can stay in a particular place selling something and sell from the day you are born to the day you die, and you not make up to 200 million. I don't know who I'm talking to. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? It's not about the money. It's about the discipleship that is happening online. Go and look at some skit makers. They are literally discipling thousands and millions of people. And these people believe whatever they are doing. Their daily lifestyle, they will show it. Anything they are doing, people believe that that's the normal thing. That's how to live life. That's how you're supposed to be living your life. And you are a Christian. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they will see. You are the salt of the earth. You're supposed to give taste. And you say, my brother, it's not easy. This content thing, I don't tire. If you are tired of creating things and content in this season, we may be able to go far. We have to create it. We have to push it. We have to do everything we can so that it will go far. Even look at gospel skit makers. Even the one that is just posting, there are guys that do different simple things that they do online now. So one guy will take a Ferk with a microphone and he's just talking and he's using his emotic accent and see followership. See things move. Somebody stays somewhere and say, you know, until like learn Polish English and my accent is like zzz. No. This young boy that is outside there, the English that he's speaking, is it not rubbish that he's speaking? Pella. Just there, just talking da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Guze, 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 guze. That's what he's saying. He doesn't, even if he knows how to speak English, he still projected something that somebody called a disadvantage as his own strength. No, somebody calls that a disadvantage. My disadvantage is I cannot speak well. That is what somebody now carried your disadvantage and is making strength out of your disadvantage. His own advantage, he still kept it though. It's not like he cannot speak good English. Excuses are the nails that people use to build the house of failures. Welcome, sir. Hallelujah. Let me quickly wrap up so that our guests just come up here. So what am I saying? What they watch, what they sing, what they wear and follow shapes their thinking. Many from their worldview, everything they see is based on what they see online today. That's what they're just following. If the church is not present in those conversations, we are going to be relegated to the background and we'll lose our relevance. If we don't go to the place where this... In fact, when you read Acts 17, Paul now went to a place where they call, whether it's Areopagus or whatever they call that place, where conversations happen, where people are talking, where people who have sense are discussing. The reason some people cannot go on Twitter is because you are afraid that you don't have enough sense. then what are you supposed to do? Go and engage yourself practically and bring whatever you have. You don't have to have all the sense. The little dimension of sense you think you have, if it is a correct thing that you're projecting, the kingdom culture, you're projecting value, a concept in fashion that will show us how to dress well and start pushing it out there. If God has shown you something, stay. And stay connected to the church, where the lifeline of teachings and doctrines and renewal of your mind will be sent, and you will never remain the same again. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.